What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
That is a joint right there. The theme song for the 3 o'clock hour on the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show. That is Georgie making that joint right there. He's going to have an updated one because it's going to have to be Hawk and Crowder and Solana.
I think he put Solana in there, didn't he?
Yep.
Or no, but not
right,
in the chorus.
Right now, in the chorus, it's just Hawk and Crowder. He said there's going to be a new version. They might throw in a little Josh Appel and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to that joint to drop. So thanks to George G. Check him out on Instagram and all over the place. He's got tons of joints. But that right there is an all-time banger, as Hawk would say.
He put spritz in there with Hawk. He was asking about the spritzes yesterday. Dude, I was drinking spritz all over Italy. And it's not – I know he prefers the Aperol spritz. I'm partial to Campari. But you can get, like – in Italy, all of the bars, you can get either Aperol spritz, Campari spritz, and they also have the limoncello spritz, which is a nice touch. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm spritzing my way around that country.
I get a little nervous when I hear spritz because, you know, I go to a lot of dive bars, whether it's On the Rocks, Bob's Your Uncle, Seven Seas, and Coral Gables. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, you meet a lady and you tell them to meet you at the dive bar. For some reason, I haven't learned my lesson. Why am I trying to meet a woman at a dive bar or, you know, meet up at a dive bar?
I feel like 9 out of the 10 women you meet at a dive bar, their name is Peg or something, or Large Marge. Like, oh, I met Marge and Peg.
I meant like you're meeting someone that you met like online or, you know, wherever you're like,
I see what you mean. Yeah.
And most of the dive bars do have it, but every once in a while they'll go and be like, let me get an Aperol spritz. And the bartender looks at him like, what the hell are you talking about? And you're embarrassed. Like, you're drinking a PBR, which also maybe not the best move when you're meeting a woman at a bar to be drinking the cheapest beer you can find. Nonetheless, they order an Aperol spritz, and I'm like, ooh. And I thought it was a drink that just, you know, the ladies liked. But apparently, it's very popular with the fellas. I know in Italy, differently, but a lot of guys like it. I see a lot of guys drinking it. Hawk, apparently, he thinks he invented the drink for some reason, although it's been popular since COVID. So I don't know where he's coming with that. But, you know, that's cool, man. But I do like a nice, refreshing Aperol spritz. I usually drink the leftovers, you know, like when the lady's like, oh, I'm finished with the drink. I'm like, well, you know, since I just paid $14. Since I just paid $14 and $15 for that, I think I'm going to go ahead and finish off that drink for you.
Well, and the spritzes are a lot cheaper over there, too. It's not they don't gouge you this. Although it depends on what part of town you're in, because I remember, you know, in Venice, I had a spritz that was like a little away from the main, you know, St. Mark's Cathedral. And the spritz was €7.50. And then you go into the main piazza in Venice, and it was like 15, 16 euros for the same spritz. So be careful where you go.
I want to try that limoncello spritz. Next time I go to an Italian restaurant, I got to ask for that.
Yeah, helps you digest, I think. You drink the limoncello or like the grappa right after your meal, and you digest like a champ.
Ah, taking those notes down right there. Alex Dunn, I wanted to ask you this because I asked this Jimmy yesterday when we were doing Day at Night, which follows this show today also. But when you hear Canes practice, Miami Hurricanes football practice, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Carson Beck?
Yeah. You say, how's Carson Beck doing? Yeah. How does the team look? When I say Dolphins practice, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Patrick Paul.
Oh, I was going to say who got hurt, but yeah, nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did someone get hurt?
No, no one got hurt today that we know of.
Oh, thank God.
That's good. So I always say when I hear, ooh, Kane's practice today, I go, ooh, how did Carson Beck do, you know, how did Reuben Bain Jr. look? How did Francis Maui and Noah look? And then you say Dolphins like, ooh, who got hurt? Did anybody get hurt? Now, on the contrary to all that, when I say Dallas Cowboys practice, what do you think?
Who wants to get traded?
You're exactly right. Micah Parsons, he's been in the news. Jerry Jones has said a lot of weird things surrounding Micah Parsons and Dak Prescott and all this stuff. Well, Micah Parsons has gone to social media because that's where we go nowadays. We don't have to go to an agent or go to a podium to make announcements and do things. Micah Parsons has gone on his social media and he wrote, "Thank you, Dallas. I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys. My trade request has been submitted to Stephen Jones personally." So now, Micah Parsons publicly stating he wants out. Of course, he's in a contract year trying to get that extension for the All-Pro defensive end. Dono, that is big news right there for Dallas Cowboys and Micah Parsons.
I mean, if the Dolphins could find a way to make that math in their favor, you know, in terms of signing him to the long-term deal, I don't feel like we're in the best salary cap situation right now to make that happen, but he is a needle mover. Like, you're talking about one of the best defensive players in the league. So, which also, that makes it difficult to trade him, because now for Dallas, he's got more leverage because he clearly doesn't want to be there, but they're trying to get return in the form of a very, you know, healthy compensation level, I'm sure, of draft picks would be what they're looking for, more so than player counterparts. But it's not always easy to trade a player that good when he's got the leverage, because you want to get, you know, your money's worth for him.
Right, and whoever trades for him is going to have to offer him the extension that makes him the highest paid non-quarterback, basically, in the league, highest paid defensive player in the league, because that's what he wants and that's what he's going to get. So a lot comes with that. I'm just wondering, is this a tactical move? Because nowadays, you know, when people say one thing, but they're really doing another, is this a tactical move? Like, Jerry Jones, you need to get me signed. You need to get me my deal or else I'm out of here. Because Miles Garrett did that too. Like, no longer want to be with the Browns. This is the, I hate this organization. And then 2 days later, I can't wait to spend my career as a Cleveland Brown. So maybe it's a tactical move, but that is a strong statement right there in ink, as we would say, virtual ink, from Micah Parsons saying he personally turned in his request to be traded.
I mean, it's probably an effective move. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a move that I love, because I feel like you alienate yourself from your teammates and your franchise. And then if you do stay, you have to mend the fences. Maybe your locker room understands it's about business. So maybe it's not as big of a deal as I'm making it out to be. But I think any time, like, you go that strong arm publicly, but you know what? For Micah Parsons to make it that public, I don't know what's been said behind closed doors. I don't know what kind of conversations his agent has already had with Jerry and the Brain Trust. Because, you know, usually we say, hey, try to handle it in-house before you go public on the news or on social media. But maybe Parsons has already done enough behind the scenes. He thought, now I've got to go nuclear.
Right. And say what you want about Dolphins owner Stephen Ross, he does not make himself as much of a show as Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones just seems like he's and I mean, I know it's kind of an act, but it's really not. Jerry Jones makes everything a circus. And I'll say this, if Jerry Jones is trying to be a winning Super Bowl champion owner / GM, he's not doing a very good job of it. If he's strictly trying to be a businessman, he is doing a magnificent job with the Dallas Cowboys. 9 straight years, the most valuable sports franchise in the world, estimated at $10.1 billion.
Well, I don't understand why. Like, I know, okay, they've got a state-of-the-art stadium. Like, they one of the top probably facilities in the entire world. So that part of it, I know that's part of the franchise's worth, but like, what have they won since the 90s? Like, I don't understand how that's the most valuable franchise. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know what I'm missing here. America's team. I guess the marketing slogan takes them really far.
They're on TV constantly, and Jerry Jones keeps them in the news at all times. And right now, it doesn't sound like it's good news with Micah Parsons, but
no,
I guess there's no such thing as bad publicity. I don't know. This Cowboys team seems like they're falling apart. So we got our own problems here in Miami. Want to hear from you. 305-567-0560. Dono, a lot of thanks coming in on the text line for your tour of Italy, because a lot of people apparently taking trips to Italy, saying 954 says, I might remove Naples. It recently described to me as the armpit of Italy, but definitely Venice, Milan, Florence, Sorrento, all these other places. So lots of love for the Italian talk that we did just a minute ago.
Well, it's like, oh, man. And the Italians are pretty nice to Americans. But like I'm a dual citizen, so I try to act like a local when I'm over there. But they have this radar where they will like start speaking to you in English before you even open your mouth. Like they're so good with the tourists, and there's a ton depending on where you go. Like if you go to Florence, there's like more Americans than Italians there. It's like overrun by American tourists. Venice, same thing. A few other spots like Milan is very popular. Somewhat popular with American tourists, but people from other parts of Europe and Asia. A lot go there, Rome, people from everywhere over there, but they're good. They're good with, like, they understand tourism is a big part of what keeps that country going.
That's what's so funny. The contrast with people in France, you try to speak French with them. And, you know, I have varied levels of Creole French, Cajun Creole French. The nice people just talk back to you in English. Like, they don't even play that game. The nasty people they straight up go, don't practice your trash French on me. And I'm like, oh.
You know what? I got to say, because we went to France. That's where we started our trip. I hadn't been there since I was like 16, so it had been a while. I thought everyone was super nice. Like, I know that they have that reputation. And I remember seeing that when I was a kid. Like, I had some rude, you know, waiters and like rude people in the tour in the service industry and stuff. So I was like bracing myself for, hey, they may not be that nice. Everyone this summer was super nice in France. So they did not live up to that, you know, bad reputation that they have.
The old rule was the older French people were usually really impolite, but the young new generation is very nice. So I'm guessing maybe the older generation is, for lack of a better term, dying off and the younger generation is taking over. One more text I want to get to. 305 texts in, and we were talking about Tua has been extremely consistent, barely throwing any incompletions and zero interceptions in the first 8 days of training camp. 305 points out, maybe Tua hasn't thrown a pick because our secondary is trash and can't keep up with our receivers.
Well, you know what? There's something to that. Because I remember, and obviously, you know, last year with the Canes, like Cam Ward was great against everybody. But I remember last year in Hurricanes training camp, like the offense was winning most of the practices, which is, it's not that common around football. Usually like the defense is ahead of the offense. And so then when we actually saw the games being played, like, okay, you know what? My Hurricanes defense was not very good. That's part of the reason why the offense looked that good in practice. Now, so far, the defense first two practices with the Hurricanes has been pretty good. I think they're going to be a lot better than they were last year.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about your observations from the first day of practice. How much can we really glean? Everybody's basically playing in their underwear. But nonetheless, I want to hear your boots on the ground about what you kind of saw that was promising and what you might have seen from the Hurricanes that's been concerning, not just from the practices, but from being around the team. But first, let's get to headlines that are brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Dolphins did finish practice. Tua remains sharp. Patrick Paul also looking very dominant for the offense, which is a good sign because he will be replacing Teron Armstead, who we know was an all-pro all the way through, basically.
Yeah, and the Dolphins in recent memory, during, I guess, the Chris Greer era, because he's been around for a long time, they've had a lot of misses on the offensive line, but you know, the things in the long run seem to be working out with Austin Jackson on the right side. And now if they found themselves like a really good left tackle for the future in Patrick Paul, then hey, Greer is starting to turn that resume around. Cause like Chop Robinson looks like that was an excellent find in the first round last year. So our fortunes may be turning around when it comes to some of these draft picks.
That's one of those things. The trenches could be more fortified. I know a lot of people still have a lot of questions about the offensive line, but if you hit on, of course, Austin Jackson, you have, Jonah Savianaya. If he ends up being a serviceable starter, Patrick Paul, that's a young, strong line on the offensive side. I know there's other people you have to fill. We're still waiting to hear on what Aaron Brewer is doing. He hasn't played yet. I'm a little nervous with the tissue
Yeah,
you know, they always say, oh, no, it'll be all right. And then it comes out, oh, it's not that good. And then, of course, you got the defensive line, which you got Chops Robinson. That seemed like he's going to be, a lot of people have been raving about him. Jalen Phillips, if he can get healthy, that's another draft pick that we had. And then, of course, what's his name? Kenneth Grant. Kenneth Grant is the rookie.
Grant this year.
And, you know, if you start putting those lines together, and if they do hit, you have to give Chris Greer some credit that, hey, you've been on some young, good guys in the trenches. Will they have enough time to stick around and see those guys develop? We don't know. We'll see how this season goes. But for right now, it is intriguing, at least, to see, you know, what's going to happen with the offensive and defensive lines with the youth that they have. The Marlins, they made one move yesterday at the trade deadline. Jesus Sanchez, he's an Astro. We get Ryan Gusto and two prospects. The Fish face the Yankees tonight, 7-10. And my favorite player for the Marlins, Jansen Junk, going to be the starting pitcher for the Fish. I love this Jansen Junk, and I like this Marlins team, Donna. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, me too. And Jansen Junk was born to be a pitcher. You know, he carries the Junk name proudly into this level.
That man's got some junk. But I just marvel at the quality starts that the Marlins get. I think the last unquality start, not quality start, was Sandy Alcantara like a month and a half ago. These guys, they go five, they never want to go over six innings, but they go five, six innings, they give up a run or two here and there, and then the bullpen just goes in there and it's lights out. And they shut out the last two games against the Cardinals. They shut the Cardinals down. No runs. So see what happens today.
No runs, good times, good baseball.
Yeah, they play really hard and play really well, so let's see how it goes. Inter Miami looking for their second win in 4 days in League's Cup play. Tomorrow at 7, they face Mexico Liga MX Necaxa. I don't know much about Necaxa. I had to look up on the map where they're at. Apparently, they're named after a river or a power plant on a river. But I'm not joking. This, you know. Now, I might have been having a few beverages while I was looking that up, but, you know.
They're gonna have a series about them, like Welcome to Wrexham, but with that team, and like this month.
Those series always suck me in. Oh. Like the one and you remember Sunderland Till I Die, which came out during COVID. So you know we all watched everything that those team series suck me in, man. So I will probably watch the Necaxa series when that comes out.
I'll be at the game tomorrow. I'm very excited to catch Inter Miami in an international game. I got that international feel to it. And of course, I'm gonna go out with the supporters, Vice City 1896, Southern Siege. Love those guys. They've been there from the beginning. Everybody forgets that. You know, everybody's on the messy wagon. There was these supporter groups from day one for Inter Miami. So I do want to give them a shout out and give them their
kudos. And I really like the Rodrigo De Paul edition. It's like, cause he has been like a really solid box to box midfielder for the past several years. And he's not that old.
He's
like
31.
Either 30, like 31 is
but he's
usually
still in his prime.
Still in his prime. Right. So a lot of times cause he's had a very successful career in Europe and at Atletico Madrid. Like a lot of times when you acquire these like star midfielders at the MLS, you usually get the guy, you know, obviously, Messi's still in his prime, but a lot older. The Luis Suarez type of additions, usually getting these guys in the twilight. So I think that Rodrigo De Paul move is a really good one for Inter Miami. He's a good player.
And Rodrigo De Paul and his wife increase the aesthetics of this team because they are both very beautiful people. I give them credit.
Seriously.
Wow.
They're too pretty. Well, not too pretty for Miami there. I guess they were too pretty for Madrid. Now in Miami, they'll fit right in.
You saw Messi and his wife, Antonella Roccuzzo, at the Coldplay concert.
So at least he was with his wife, right? He wasn't, you know.
Well, I mean, if you're married to Antonella Roccuzzo, you're probably not going to be straying too far. She is like a fine, speaking of fine wine.
Thing, like Coldplay has had a surge in popularity because of the mistress memes now.
That's
like
crazy.
You go out with the HR manager that you're seeing on the side, Coldplay will find you.
With that being said, it's the perfect time to step into the day spa. Get this. A robot in China can now change its own batteries. Therefore, it can work 24/7, 365 without stopping.
This is the beginning of the end. Because, okay, think about what you just said there. The only bit of control that we still have over the robots and the AI is we can technically, or at least should technically, be able to like shut them down. Like you have a kill switch. But you're telling me the AR can change their own batteries?
Mm-hmm.
No way to stop these robots.
Dino, you're looking at one of those robots right now.
Dan, do you think once the robots take over, like, do they keep us as pets? Do they eliminate us? Like, what do you think they do?
I'm not as morbid as you. I'm excited about this because it means that one day robots will take over all of our labor and we will just live lives of luxury.
What happens when they realize they don't need us anymore, though? They take over all our labor. Like, these lazy humans are just mooching. I don't think this is good. Like, we need to go back to, like, Stone Age level stuff. All this technology, we need to get the hell out of it.
Jimmy, we need to go back and rewatch Terminator and Terminator 2. It seems like we're getting into one of those situations.
We need to give Arnold a call.
Taking over now. Dono, you were at Kane's practice yesterday. You are as close to the team as anybody I know. I want to hear what your thoughts are from yesterday's practice and just the general feel, maybe some concerns even, that we should possibly have as we're 1 month out from game one against Notre Dame. That's coming up on August 31st, 7:30, Hard Rock Stadium, right here on 560 WQAM. You'll give us our thoughts. Or you'll give me my thoughts, because what you tell me, I'm going to just run with all weekend long. And we'll also take some notes and hear about what's happening with the Canes as they are a month out. This is Hawkman, Crowder, Solana, 560 WQAM.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Run and hide, it's Coldplay coming to ruin your marriage. It's not your fault you're cheating on your wife with the HR woman. Dang, Coldplay.
I wonder if there's been now like a spike of fidelity, like as opposed to infidelity, now that like, you know, hey, they could catch you anywhere. You're at a Coldplay concert, you're walking down the street, a surveillance camera catches you, like, you know what? Maybe monogamy is the way to go.
You know, Coldplay was in town last weekend. Guarantee you couldn't tell your wife, oh, I got to work Saturday night or Sunday night. I'm going to be working all night. What am I going to do? Because she knows the gig's up, man. It's Coldplay, and you could be right. Running around. You're staying right here, mister. You're like, oh, yeah, I guess, you know, I guess I can skip work. Mm-hmm. I got the $400 Coldplay tickets now.
I love, by the way, my favorite thing on the internet were like people writing the fake statements from that, the CEO of whatever it was, where it's like, I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed that I was at a Coldplay concert. Yeah. Like that was the thing he was confessing to.
It's really changed because now everybody loves Coldplay. I didn't know, I always knew they were popular, but to sell out Hard Rock Stadium two nights in a row, and those tickets started at like $250. Yeah. And then on the other hand, everybody hates U2 now. All I get is texts and pictures of how much no one ever really liked U2 and bad news, Bono is still alive. I'm like, that's a little morbid. But yeah, that's the new trend.
So I've been to, I think, three U2 concerts in my life. I'm not that big of a concert guy. Like, if I've been to see the same band three times, like, you know, I think they're a banger. Like, I'm,
yeah.
And I know, like, I guess people feel a certain way about Bono because he always has to do his, like, hour-long thing where he kind of gets political or whatever. Like, I don't even care. Like, I don't care if I agree with the guy or not. I just, I enjoy the music. And, and if the price to pay for a banger of a concert is I've got to hear Bono talk about, you know, some starving village somewhere for 40 minutes, I'm willing to make that trade because I enjoy you too.
Yeah, you know, it's part of the time to go to the bathroom, get another beer, do what you got to do too, man. Or let the message sink in. Your choice, your choice.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I do. Sometimes the message hits. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't, but I always enjoy the songs.
Canes Miami Hurricanes football team, they are not hitting yet. They are still practicing. They're going to get the pads on eventually. You were at practice, Dono. This year could be a great year, and I want to get your thoughts surrounding the team. I want to tell you, though, I am a big believer in Carson Beck, and I'll give you even more reasons why, besides my own personal reasons why Carson Beck, I believe, is going to be a great quarterback for the Miami Hurricanes. Yesterday, Victor Bermudez, who is, of course, the executive producer for the Miami Hurricanes broadcast right here on 560 WQAM, had texted us with Beck's numbers last year, which, quote-unquote, was a down year for Carson Beck, 290 completions, 448 attempts, 64.7 completion percentage, 3,485 yards, 28 touchdowns, 12 interceptions with a rating of 145.3. If he would have done that for the Miami Hurricanes, would have ranked in the top five statistical all-time quarterback seasons for the Miami Hurricanes. Wow. That was a down year.
You know, and not only that, and like people talk about that down year, I think the context is important. You know, Georgia had probably their worst like rushing season in as long as I can remember, because usually like Georgia's usually able to pound the ball and they've got stud running backs. They were 102nd in the country in rushing last year. They were number one in the country in wide receiver drops. So those are catchable passes that Carson Beck threw that his receivers weren't holding on to. They were below average in sacks allowed. So, I mean, yeah, what was it compared to the previous year where he had Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey and I guess a better running game that year? Was it technically a down year for Beck? I mean, like you said, the numbers were still good. It was down from the year before, but I think what was happening around him all also matters to that.
Alex Dono, he had a quote-unquote down year. By the way, they talk about those 12 interceptions. His last five games, I don't think he threw an interception. So when it got nitty-gritty, he got better. His team was a number two seed in the college football playoffs last year. On a down year, Carson Beck, what I love about him, and I'm not surprised at all, is he's gone to Media Day. You know, he spoke with the media. He's done this. I know there's been all the off-season distractions, but they're like, he really seems poised to know what he's doing. He's been here before. He's been on the biggest of big stages. To think he's going to shrink or that this is too big for him, you got another thing coming. Carson Beck is a weathered, seasoned, very, and we forget, very skilled quarterback. Last year at this point, he was one of the front runners for the Heisman Trophy. So let's just like, you know, shelve that real quick. If you're worried about Carson Beck, that's not my worry. Now, Alex Dono, you were out at practice yesterday. You've been around this team. Kind of give us your assessment on Carson Beck, some of the good, some of the things that maybe we should be looking for this team, and maybe some of the things we should be a little concerned about.
Yeah, so starting with Beck, the arm looks really good. That was, you know, it's one of the things that stands out about him. You know, he can physically make every throw. It's clear to me he has NFL caliber arm talent. I've seen guys who do, and I've seen guys who don't. So I have an idea of what that looks like, and Carson has it. It was interesting watching him in practice in the first day, because like he definitely, when it comes to like the timing and the touch, you could see him really grow into the practice, because it was his first official practice at Miami, and he, you know, had been cleared to throw a few months ago coming off the elbow injury. So he even said it, like, early in practice his arm was like too juiced, in his words, where, you know, he was, you know, there were a couple of throws to the sideline that were a little bit overcooked, but then you saw him get going and get into a groove, and it was fun to watch. And so like physically, I'm really excited as to what Miami has with him. Something that is noticeable about him, you know, going through seven on sevens when he's going through his progressions, I should say, he goes through those really quickly. So you can see the signs of like an intelligent, instinctive quarterback where, you know, he can obviously hit the deep balls, and he's hit a couple of those this week, but he gets to the check down very quickly. Like, the processing speed is very high. You know, something I'm looking forward to, I don't get a sense of this watching seven on sevens, of course, but he's regarded as being a really solid quarterback pre-snap. So I'm excited to get more looks at that once we get into the games. And, you know, when I was on with Hawk and Crowder and Solana yesterday, they had me on to talk about practice. I mentioned that, you know, he's showing you that he's also a vocal leader. You know, you see him after drills and after plays, you know, talking with the other quarterbacks, giving them instructions, and talking like with his receivers, kind of, you know, instructing them on the way he likes routes to be run to get on the same page. So I think all of that is good. You know, the second day of practice was a especially good day for the tight ends. Seeing good stuff from Elijah Lofton, who's just consistently, especially like in the one-on-one drills, like trying to deal with that guy one-on-one is very difficult. I think he's going to step up and be a big playmaker. The transfer tight end from Tulane, Alex Bauman, is doing well. I think he's going to be an especially good like red zone and short yardage target. He scored a lot of touchdowns at his previous team. The defensive backfield, Dan, like you asked me what good or not so good. Like last year, the defensive backfield outside of OJ Frederic was kind of a disaster. You know, Frederic looks really good again with his length. And then Xavier Lucas, who they brought in from Wisconsin, of course, everyone knows about that transfer. He's the two of them, Lucas and Frederic, they're both really big, long, physical corners. And Lucas has been playing really well. There's a young safety that's been doing really well the first couple of days of practice, Dylan Day, who's your long lost cousin, yeah, Dan, who's also it's also from Louisiana. So I'm convinced that you two are related somehow.
I'm sure we look exactly alike.
You do. Dylan Day has been, I think, one of the standouts the first couple of days, and he's making the case to maybe get some playing time this year. You know, I like Miami's running back room a lot. They added Shamar Brown from North Dakota State to join, you know, Jordan Lyle and Mark Fletcher, probably as the top three backs this year. You know, the receiver is a question mark because they're replacing so much talent. But I think we've seen some really good stuff from JoJo Trader, who's practicing very well. CJ Daniels, Tony Johnson, who transferred in. I like the true freshman as well. Malachi Tony and Josh Moore have looked good. So, you know, I think like the biggest question marks on the team is just when it comes to receivers, just replacing all the production that they lost from last year. The defensive tackle rotation, it is not necessarily the deepest spot on the team. I think they like their top three guys of Justin Scott, David Blay, Ahmad Moten, but we need fourth and fifth guys to emerge. Artavius Jones, you know, I think can and needs to take a step forward this year. And Dante Simpson, who's a true freshman, has been practicing very well. So I look at those areas. You know, they've tried to fortify linebacker. They've definitely fortified the defensive secondary. But it's one of those things, Dan, where there's a lot of new players and a lot of young players on this Miami team. They've just got to show us that they can communicate, and that certain players who have potential just really need to step up and play well this year.
How is Reuben Bain looking? I know last year was kind of a down year, mainly because he had a bobo all year long. Has he looked healthy? Has he looked like he's, you know, putting it all together?
Yeah, I think he can be one of the best players on the team, like, quite frankly, Bain. He's lost about 13 pounds, but that's like net weight. Like, he's gained muscle, but he's lost like overall weight. I think he probably played a little, he tried to play a little too heavy last year. He was in like the 280, 285 range. I think he's like back in the low 270s, which is probably optimal for him, primarily coming off the edge. He's constantly a problem in practice. And like, so like Bain is all, and I mean problem in a good way. Like, he creates problems for the opponents, you know, the guys he's matching up with. Yeah, it's very clear to me that like last year, that was not like a down year that was Ruben's fault. You know, he missed four or five games with injury. Then he was playing through injury. I think he's going to return near the top of college football. And I think America recognizes that, because I see Bain turning up on award watch lists. He's on the Nagurski preseason watch list. He was one of the two Miami Hurricanes to make preseason all ACC. So I think people are rightfully so expecting big things from Bain.
When the polls do come out, of course, we play Notre Dame week one. That's August 31st, Hard Rock City. When the polls do come out, where do you feel as though the Hurricanes and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish will fall on those polls? Around what area?
Yeah, I think Notre Dame is going to be close to top five, like top five, top seven range. And I think Miami is probably going to be somewhere maybe in like the 12 to 15 range, 11 to 15 or something like that.
I was going to say probably 12. They might boost them up a little bit because they want the matchup with Notre Dame to be kind of high-ranked teams.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of preseason rankings just because it can create unfair expectations, and it can also put teams like behind the eight ball before you've even played games, which is great because, you know, like to go from unranked to top 12 is more difficult than to go from number 14 to top 12. So preseason rankings are dumb, but like you said, you're correct. It helps you maximize those matchups, right? Like ESPN or whoever it is that's carrying that opening game is going to have a much better draw if they can say, oh, number 5 Notre Dame against number 10 Miami versus like number 7 versus number 15 or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Locked On Canes podcast, Alex Dono at Alex Dono on social media. Nobody covers the Canes better. Up next, got a gym story for you, Dono. I was at the gym and that's all I can say about that. It's the Hawk Crowder Solana Show, 560 WQAM.
You're listening to the Hawk Crowder and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jimmy's on point with the music today, I'm not going to lie. If there was any question that Jimmy were listening to the show, you know he is listening. Came back with Coldplay, we talked about U2, comes back with U2, everybody's favorite band nowadays. You haven't gotten the memes from people bashing U2 and talking about how no one ever really liked them and how bad news.
Well, and honestly, like the song that we were just hearing is like, you know,
that's not even one of their best ones.
That's not even one of their best ones, but I would argue that's better than anything Coldplay has ever
put out. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I like them both. I got love for both bands. I love Coldplay. I love U2. Now, do I sit around my house and listen to Coldplay and U2 all the time? Nah, not too much, but...
Coldplay for me is like wind down music. Like when you're winding down, you're like, you know what? I'm a little anxiety. I need to try to get tired before I go to bed. Let me listen to some Coldplay. Yeah. I'll be asleep in a couple hours. That's
when
what Coldplay
I'm reflecting
is
on my day or my week. I might throw on The Scientist from Coldplay or something like that, or Fix You or Speed of Sound, and just kind of reflect like, oh, what have I learned from this day? So, yeah. Other than that, it's usually just Bad Bunny, Karol G, reggaeton playing on my speakers, reggae playing on my speakers, Dennis Brown, Cornell Campbell, so and just whatever mood I'm in. And then I'll throw in my indie rock with Silver Sun Pickups, Arcade Fire's new album is fantastic.
Yeah,
by the way,
I like them.
I love their new album, by the way. I actually like new Arcade Fire as opposed I like old Arcade Fire, but I'm one of those guys, and I am weird, I know this, but I like the progression in the new band. When bands like progress and change, some people like the old sound, and I understand it because that's what you learned and that's how you know them.
Right.
But some bands, I love growing with them, man. I like the new stuff.
Like Radiohead. Like I started listening to them, and I haven't kept up with them that closely in the last. I don't even know if they're still together, to be honest. But like in the early '90s Radiohead to like 2010 Radiohead, completely different experience.
Yeah, like okay, Computer and whatever. Then they had that Rainbows album, and it's just different stuff. But so, give you a quick update. Hawk, Crowder, Solana, not here today. Jimmy Menthols is. So, got to keep one of the pillars of the show with us. Dan Day, Alex Dono. Hawk is going to Atlanta to see his beloved, as he now says, AFC Bournemouth. They're playing Jimmy. Who are they playing again? Oh, they're playing West Ham. Who yesterday Solana said West Ham. And I was like, it's not West Ham, it's West Ham.
I thought Solana's a soccer guy. Like everybody knows what I don't even go out of my way to watch the Premier League that much, but everyone knows West Ham. It's not West Ham.
And then we went to Josh Appel and of course Chris Whittingham, who's our soccer expert, and they're like, why would you ever say West Ham? It's West Ham. Everybody knows it stands for West Hampton. Yeah. Come on. Okay, well, nonetheless, so Hawk's going to see his beloved AFC Bournemouth, the Cherries. Solana is in Uruguay for the week. He was wearing a Lululemon sweater yesterday that nobody made fun of him for. I don't know why.
Oh, that's a missed opportunity.
I know. I was waiting to get at it, but, we're running short on time. And then Crowder, I have no idea what Crowder's doing, to be honest with you.
I mean, Crowder's always up to something.
Yeah.
He's got like 10 jobs, that dude. So who knows? He could be like filming an interview with Roger Goodell or something right now, for all we know.
And then he's got three kids, right? Three kids,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's keeping you busy. So that's what they're doing. They're going to be back. At least I know that Hawk and Crowder will be back on Monday. Solana pops in and out in Uruguay as he's visiting family and just enjoying the country while we're at it. But man, I know, Dono, you over the years have, when I say transition, your body has transitioned. You tried to get more healthy. You tried to lose a little bit of weight, stay a little more fit. I know that. Are you still going to the gym?
Yeah, a couple times a week. I actually have a set of weights in my patio that I use. So I'm like, let me spend a bunch of money on that and then cut down the gym membership.
Yeah.
And in like 12 years, it'll pay for itself, right?
And, you let it gather some dust every once in a while.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it gathers a ton of dust. I'm always having to, clean everything off and dead spiders and stuff out there. It's a whole thing.
You buy that little gym set, and you're like, I got to start buying bigger shirts because I'm going to be working out all the time. It's like, pump the brakes. Now, Jimmy, you for a little while, I know we're going to the gym. When was the last time you saw the inside of a gym?
Monday.
Okay, so look, hey. Jimbo, doing pretty good. I like it. Now, I go 4 to 5 times a week. And I'm not going because I'm some crazy, I love working out. I hate working out, to be honest with you. But when I get a break here at the radio station, there's a gym about 2-3 blocks away. So instead of just sitting here twiddling my thumbs and playing on Instagram, I decide, I'm going to go down to the gym and work out. And about, let's say about 4 months ago, I said, if I'm going to do all this working out, I'm going to put on some more weight. I'm going to lift heavier weight. Try to get a little bit bigger. Let me tell you, Dono, hasn't changed a thing other than the pain
really?
That it brings me. Yeah. And it's bad because no one, and I'm out every night, as you know, whether I'm at dive bars or whether I'm working, no one is coming to me like, man, you're looking kind of buff. And then a guy stopped me at the gym the other day. And this was the one that hurt the most. And he did not mean to be mean or hurtful or anything. He goes, Daniel, because he calls me Daniel. Daniel, I seen you lifting those heavy weights. I was like, man, you really lifted some heavy weights. And I said, yeah, I'm trying to get stronger and, pump up a little bit. He goes, look, you just stay skinny. You don't even get bigger, but I can see you're getting stronger. And I was like,
you mean that as a compliment?
I'm not doing it to get stronger. I'm doing it to try to get a little bit more buff. He was like,
I can tell you your problem. Like you already told me in 48 hours, all you've eaten is a veggie burger in 48 hours. Like you got to, the problem is that there's like nothing to build muscle on if you don't eat. Like you have to, you have, and like, I know you're into your vegan thing or whatever, which is fine. You can still gain muscle doing that, but you got to take some supplements or something.
Yeah.
Like there's something missing there because you're putting in the work. So I want you to see the result, but I don't think you can build mass if you have one veggie burger in 48 hours. Like, it's science. I don't think you can get bigger if that's all you're eating.
I want that quote. You can't build mass if you only eat one veggie burger in 48 hours. It's science. Jimmy, can you share some of your supplements and a mass builder with me?
Just a multivitamin.
Okay. That's a start. It's always a start. All right, we want to hear from you. 305-5... I'll try to build muscle. But this thing is, you know, you start drinking beer, and, you know, next thing you know, it's you get carried away, you know. I wish beer had more protein in it. That would be...
At least get, like, some beer. Like, drink some wheat beer. Like, drink, like, the heavier hops. And, like, you gotta put more substance and more calories in your body.
Less liquid calories in my body, more solid calories. Writing that down. All right. We do want to hear from you, 305-567-0560. Ooh, speaking of putting substance in your body, next hour, in about an hour from now, we're going to run a Hawk and Crowder best of Mount Rushmore of Italian foods, because we were talking about your trip to Italy, Dono, and Jimmy's trip to Italy, and the food that we have eaten in that great country. That's on the way. But next, hearing from you, 305-567-0560. This is Hawk and Crowder and Solana on 560 WQAM.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.